Well, we've come together as a destination, and we're promoting that the Bundoran is ready, that we're safe. We're, you know, it's going to be a safe trip if you come to Bundoran, and that all of the precautions are being taken by all of the businesses, you know, be they attractions, be they restaurants, cafes, accommodation providers, that everybody is taking it very, very seriously, and anybody coming to visit can be reassured that they'll have a safe time while coming to Bundoran.
Do you have any advice for businesses within the tourism sector reopening around the county in relation to how they can provide a welcome service while also making sure that the visitor feels safe and welcome in their business?
I guess everybody just has to try their best. You know, it's a tough time for everybody. It's been a tough couple of months as people have been closed, and now that they're getting reopened. And I suppose there's a lot of guidelines out there from Fáilte Ireland, from the Irish Hotel Federation, from the different bodies across the country that are providing a really good and sound advice on how they can go about making their premises safe for their staff and indeed for their customers. So there's a lot of good advice online. But, you know, we'd also encourage your listeners and people who are going along to these places to give people a chance, because people are getting back up and running. It's new for everybody. It's not something that's been done before. It's brand new. People are getting used to new ways of working and to new ways of new systems, etc. And, you know, we're asking people to give people a little bit of slack, cut them some slack, give them a little bit of extra chance. You know, if you see something wrong, maybe just say it to a member of staff, or maybe say it to a manager or whatever, rather than posting it straight onto social media. You know, everybody is under severe pressure at the moment, and, you know, a little bit of kindness goes a long way.